This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live Sunday edition. We will take your calls and your thoughts about whatever is on your mind. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms for you over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to hop into one of those and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
All right. So, Richie, you wanted to, I guess, I don't know, rehash or get a little deeper into a subject that had been brought up at some point in the past. What's going on here?
All right. So, if you have to listen to last Sunday's show to get an idea for what we're talking about. So, the headline is, you don't become a state actor just by getting government funding or benefits.
Okay, but for those who weren't listening to last Sunday's show.
So we spent way too much time last week Sunday debating on whether or not YouTube and Google were a government agency because they're CIA funded.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Whoa, the CIA!
Here we go again.
We gave Google this money. That's not really in any kind of rational dispute.
So the CIA admitted to this, is what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. You can look it up.
But you grilled on, like, how much source the data of the income, and it's like it doesn't exist. But I just found it entertaining, so I go home, you know, Sunday show or whatever. I do my show prep for the week, and Reason writes this article, or gets it from, like, the Volkov conspiracy, basically saying, like, no. Just because, you know, just from a legal basis, just because, you know, you get money from the state doesn't make you a state actor or an agency of the state.
Well, and that's one of the things we were discussing is at what point does that become true? You know, is it when it's the majority of your funding or what? Like, is there a certain threshold at which now you've gotten enough money from the government that you basically are part of the state? And, you know, you can look at construction companies that do road building, for instance.
Sure.
Probably the super majority of their funding comes from state contracts.
Yeah, and this article, we'll get into it, but it cites a whole bunch of different legal cases and proceedings that basically says, like, no, that has nothing to do with being a state agency or a state actor.
Well, right, so the article that you have then is just the legal analysis, which has absolutely nothing to do with philosophy.
Well, we'll find out.
And if it's supposed to be legal, that's fine. But then that's what it is.
Well, and it was all brought up by a discussion that there was a court case regarding this
PragerU,
some sort of conservative YouTube channel that turns out they were mad because they got demonetized. They haven't actually been banned from YouTube. They just got, you know, shoved to the second class tier or whatever. And so they filed lawsuit over it, and ultimately I believe it was an appeals court that ruled that, no, you don't have a right to a platform, you don't have the right to be on this platform, you don't have a right to monetization, because it's not a government agency,
right.
YouTube, this court says,
exactly,
is a private company.
Even if it was a government agency, you wouldn't have a right to monetization.
Sure. Well,
but you would have a right to be on the platform,
yes,
which YouTube can still, even though YouTube has not kicked them off of the platform, YouTube still retains the right to do so.
Yeah. I feel like the people who do the videos at PragerU wrote their own lawsuit because that was a ridiculous lawsuit.
That's probably true. So that led to the whole conversation. If you want to join in, you're welcome to do that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And what you were talking about with the CIA was that they were funding, I think it was Keyhole or the Google Earth.
The CIA funded, created, and directed Google Earth, so I don't know how that's not CIA.
No. I get that, and I heard that, and I understand that. I don't know if you can then extrapolate from there and say, well, they're also funding YouTube because they funded Google Earth because they're funding some of Google.
Well, I don't know or care if they're funding YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube is a product of Google.
Yeah, and money's fungible, so therefore...
Well, no, YouTube isn't its own entity. It's like, say, saying, well, my arm is an estate agent, even though I work for the cops.
YouTube,
like, that's ridiculous.
If they spin off YouTube into its own corporation, is it then its own entity, or is it still part of Google?
Which
I do not care what they write on a paper. If they write on a paper and say, dear state, mm-hmm. I am not the state, sign Google. I don't care, which is all a C Corp form is. I don't care what they say.
So you still are of the
best.
Position. You still are of the position that Google, all of Google products are essentially an arm of the state because we know that at least one receives CIA funding.
And I don't care as much about the funding as much as I do about the fact that they're just being completely directed by the CIA and what they do.
That's the speculation part, right? Because you don't really know that that's true.
That's mostly not speculation. I know that they've done it in some of
See why
what
this
Google's
was
going to
be
done.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into the story. See what Reason thinks about it. Well, you think they were listening to the show?
I don't know. That's the thing. I found the article's dated March 5th, so... whatever day that was following the show. Maybe he had time, he listened to the archives, but no, I'm going to let these guys, since they're going to read my articles, I'll let them know. A commentator on the Tulsi Gabbard versus Google thread writes, if Google had never received a dime of local, county, state, or federal payola, and if Google had never assisted any state actor in the collection, maintenance, and sharing of data obtained pursuant to use of Google, and if there was no immunity from civil liability conferred upon Google for intentionally or negligently publishing defamatory material or republishing the same or for deplatforming the speech or others, then I might be inclined to side with the Googlemeister. So here's Reason's points. Point number one, as a legal matter, it's clear. The First Amendment, by its own terms, applies only to the federal government. The 14th
and
Amendment...
And state governments.
Nope.
By proxy. No.
By its own terms, nope.
Really? Even though they agreed to be part of the federal government? Why wouldn't the First Amendment... I mean, it's brought up in
the federal government was more of a federation... But that's not the First Amendment by its own terms. The federal government was really originally more of a federation than a country, which
sure.
is why states are called states.
But I've heard the First Amendment brought up in state courts as though it applies.
It does apply, but not by its own terms.
What does that mean? It does apply, but not by its own terms.
The 14th Amendment applied all the Constitution of the states.
So that's the next line. The 14th Amendment applies the same rules to states and local governments, but private institutions, search engines, newspapers, employers, universities, landlords, and such aren't covered. That's the so-called state action doctrine, with the state referring to the government, whether state or federal, and explains why a newspaper or Google or others can pick and choose what to publish, what ads to run, and the like. Point number two. The Supreme Court held in Randall Baker versus Cohn, 1982, that government funding doesn't make private entities state actors. If the government attaches speech restrictive strings to the funding, i.e., we'll give you these funds only if you promise to restrict speech, then the government may be held responsible for the speech restriction. But if the government just gives funds and the private entity imposes speech restrictions entirely on its own, then there's no First Amendment problem. And the court held that in a case where the recipient was a private school that got 90% of its funding from the government. So there's your number.
Mm-hmm.
At least 90% is still not enough to be considered a state actor.
Legally.
According to this, yes.
Mm-hmm. But morally is a whole other question.
Right. And that's what Melanie said, which was, you know, the legal doctrine versus the philosophy behind it. Point number three. Likewise, getting government benefits, even being given legal monopoly status, which Google doesn't have, doesn't make you a state actor bound by the Bill of Rights. And their citation here is Jackson versus Metropolitan Edison Company, 1974.
Hold that thought.
On which Randall Baker relied.
I want to bring Graham on here in Pennsylvania, listening on his phone via the iHeartMedia app. Go ahead, Graham.
Yeah, you guys were talking about like Apple, YouTube, Google. If they take any government money, are they state actors?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the way I look at it, if the government can regulate them, whether or not those organizations or companies want to be state actors, the government still controls them anyway.
Are we then all state actors? Because government presumes to regulate all of our business and individual actions?
Well, that's the mindset of a statist. They view if the government can control you with guns or money or whatever, they view you as just government property.
Stand by, Graham, if you want to continue the discussion here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I think there's a difference between somebody who is being forced to do a thing at the threat of violence and another person who is, you know, bellying up to the government trough and digging in and saying, tell me what to do. I want your money. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. We've been discussing at what point does a company, for instance, become an arm of the state? And is it a certain funding level where they reach 90% funding?
It's at least not 90%, according to the article.
This is according to some legal research,
right.
Certain court cases that have been done. But, of course, that's decisions being made by the state. What about morally? You know, if you are receiving a majority of your funding from the state, are you basically a state actor at that point? And I think there's an argument to be made for that.
I wouldn't say a majority, especially if it's non... using the term loosely, non-voluntary.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
So if you just happen... So if you happen to sell groceries,
mm-hmm.
and state agents happen to... And 1 week, a state agency happens to come in and buy a lot of groceries, and you're right. not even keeping track of this.
Yeah.
I would not say that then makes you a state agency.
Okay, but what about people with contracts?
Yeah, if you're selling something that only the state uses, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, only the state uses this. This will be a good way to make money. And then coincidentally, some guy just buys one because he wants it for fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a state agency.
Okay. Is there a certain level at which that you think that you become a state agency? Like, is it 50%, 51%?
I would need way more than 50% for me to be comfortable treating them as a state agency.
Like 75%? 80%?
If the only thing you have is funding, I might need 90s. Like, I don't know. Like, I might need 90s if that's the only factor.
Your road builder might be a good example, because they primarily only build state roads.
They may build, like, a private neighborhood road
right.
or something like
but
that.
That's gonna be, but that's not their primary source of income. They're not sustaining on private neighborhoods or parking
right.
drives or parking lots or driveways.
They could lose that business and still be alive just on the state business alone.
Right.
Yeah. Would that be kind of your
I would
trigger?
Say that road based on my understanding of road contracts, of like how many roads are actually not private, if I'm at all right about that, yeah, I got no problem classifying road contractors as state agencies.
Would you say that if the state contracts from a company dried up, if they went away and they couldn't survive anymore, would that be a key factor to you as to whether or not they were essentially a state agency or state actor?
In a situation where it's contracts and you're actually curating, like, what customers you pick and don't pick?
Mm-hmm. Like, if it puts you out of business,
yeah,
basically.
I would have to say, I feel like I would have to say yes on that one.
Well, then you'd have to probably lower it from, like, 90% then, right? Because, like, if you had 70% of your business coming from the state and all that drops out and now you're back to 30%, are you
weapons
really going to...
That's not necessarily true. If you're making $1 million
mm-hmm.
and 70% of that goes away, you're still eating.
All right, so if you want to join us here, you can. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubts? Tom Young is the author and founder of the CFO Project. He can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money, so don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book is called The Family Money Farm. The CFO Project will show you how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. You can get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. We still have Graham on the line here in Pennsylvania. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, Graham, so go ahead.
Yeah, I just listened to what, like, Melanie said. speaking on that, like, what I said earlier, I look at it like this way. Imagine there is a city, and imagine the city is ruled by a mafia, crime family. And imagine that the mafia extorts money and or permission from smaller illegal operations and legitimate businesses. And the mafia says, we don't care what your business is as long as we get a cut of it and we have final say on it. That's how I would look at the government's relationship with Facebook, YouTube, or Google.
Okay, but didn't you just describe basically every city everywhere? Because essentially the government is a criminal organization doing those very things.
But the government has more of a relationship with Google. I don't know about Facebook. But they have more of a relationship with Google than just robbing them.
Yeah, but Facebook is still regulated or taxed to some extent by the American federal government.
So it can only be the federal government then? Like what about small companies that pay state and local taxes?
Well, I'm just using the federal government and those couple of companies we just mentioned as an example.
Okay. So where are you going with this?
That it doesn't really matter to me if Facebook, Google, whoever gets $1 in funding from the state or if they get this or that contract from the state. Once the state can regulate saying, well, we're shutting you down or we're investigating you or we're publicly investigating you because your stock price to collapse. If the government has the authority to do that, to ruin the value or to cut off the access to the market or to say, we're not going to protect your patents or copyrights anymore. Just by that alone, in my opinion, means that those social media companies are basically unofficially agents of the state or property of the state.
Well, so then by that logic, everyone and everything is a state agent.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, in the minds of, say, an extreme example of a statist.
Well, no, by your definition, that would make everybody.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Company. I mean, your definition is pretty broad.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. The government, once they get like a little toe head or whatever it's called, just a little inch in the doorway, mm-hmm. they can just say, okay, we're going to be involved in this. We're going to be involved in that. We're going to be involved in that.
Well, there's no doubt that the government gang can make anybody their bitch, right? Like, if they want to control your business, if they want to get into your life, they will make your life a living hell, and they will tell you what to do. And if you don't do it, they will send men with guns to make you do it, or they'll throw you into a jail cell. Yeah. So from that aspect, everyone can be made subservient to the state, but I don't know if you can argue, and thank you for the call, Graham, I appreciate the thoughts, that makes them a state agent. I mean, an agent is somebody who's usually doing bidding on a voluntary basis. An agent is somebody who has been hired to do a thing, and they're like, all right, tell me what to do. Here's what you got to pay me. I'll do whatever you want. Whereas a lot of people will do what the government tells them to, but under duress. They're doing it.
That's most business operations.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all I want to do is run my business, man. And if I have to pay them, you know, whatever their percentage is, so that I can, you know, because this is my passion,
this
is what I want to do.
Business you got here. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
Right. And then the guy goes, I pay my tribute, and that's the end of it. That's the only way I can stay in operation, so be it.
855, 450, free. See, I think that's a huge difference between, essentially, it's the difference between being a victim of the state and an agent of the state.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. You can't define a victim as an agent, even if the victim is doing the bidding of the state agents, because they're doing it under duress. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it. 855, 450, free. 855, 450, 3733. You can share your thoughts on what makes you part of the state. It's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Health officials say the U.S. may have to have strict quarantines if the coronavirus keeps spreading. The head of the Infectious Diseases Unit at the National Institute of Health, Anthony Fauci, says on CBS it won't be like China's quarantines.
I don't imagine that the degree of the draconian nature of what the Chinese did would ever be either feasible, applicable, doable, or whatever you want to call it, in the United States.
The former head of the FDA, Scott Gottlieb, was on CBS's Face the Nation.
To give you a basis of comparison, 2 weeks ago, Italy had 9 cases. 95% of all their cases have been diagnosed in the last 10 days. For South Korea, 85% of all their cases have been diagnosed in the last 10 days. We're entering that period right now of rapid acceleration. And the sooner we can implement tough mitigation steps, the lower the scope of the epidemic here.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You dial in toll free here. You can bring up what you want. Our number 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms. But you got to pay attention if you're in the Discord rooms. Just tried to get somebody on the air here, and he says he didn't hear anything.
So you still get screened in there, too.
That may mean that you're having a technical difficulty. You may want to check your settings. Usually Discord works pretty well. It's the easiest to use if you just use it on your phone, because then you don't have to do any, like, settings stuff. You don't have to choose different sound cards and all that, whereas if you're on your laptop, there's a good chance you got more than one option, and you may have the wrong one set. Check out discord.lrn.fm, and you can join the conversation there, where people talk about stuff all the time, around the clock. Various different channels and discussions are available for you there over at discord.lrn.fm. And also, do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, with AnyPay, now you can actually earn passive income for every purchase made in those cryptocurrencies at the businesses that you recruit for AnyPay's Cash Register app. Here's what you do to get this financial incentive. You set up the AnyPay Cash Register app for yourself first. So just go download it to your smart device and set it up. Put your crypto wallet addresses in the settings. That way you're all good to go. And, you know, test it out. Make sure you know how it works and you're familiar with it. Then go to your business that you want to bring on board with cryptocurrency and install the AnyPay Cash Register app there at their point of sale. And then let them know that you did it over at AnyPayInc.com. Go to AnyPayInc.com, and that's where you can get in touch with the guys over at AnyPay. They're doing great work helping local businesses accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Bitcoin, and Bitcoin RSV over at anypayinc.com. We've been talking about what is it that makes a business part of the state?
If it does at all, legally.
And I think there's an argument that
legally it doesn't.
Well, right. Legally it doesn't, but morally, you know, if you are basically a monopoly imposed by the state, I think there's a strong argument that you are essentially an arm of the state.
Yeah, so I consider, like, the electric company to be a state agency.
Right. Even though they're technically a private company and not actually connected directly to the state, they're insulated from competition by the state. You can't just start up another power plant and start offering power service to people without going through an insane level of regulatory.
Well, it's not that you can't do it without an insane level of regulations. You can't do it, period.
In most places,
they have a government issued. They literally have a government issued monopoly.
Yeah.
Why not just have those things state run completely then?
That does happen.
Why,
in some places.
Why even go through the steps of saying, like, oh no, it's your electric company's private if they have
because
the state monopoly.
If they succeed, then they let people think it's government, and if they fail, then they're like, oh, look what this private company did. They're bad.
Yeah, that's okay. Definitely one reason. It also, you know, does allow for the legal distinction. Right?
Sure.
So as we've pointed out, as you've been sharing with the Reason.com story, legally, the power company isn't the state. And so that means that they don't have to allow you to have freedom of speech, or they don't have, you know, whatever it is that state agencies would have to allow you to do, have some level of access to their offices or whatever, right? Like whatever things that the state has to do because they're the state, the power company doesn't have to do because they're not, supposedly. So it wouldn't really benefit them to be part of the state. There's more benefits to them as a private agency.
That's an interesting perspective, then, because if it doesn't benefit the state, right?
It benefits the state either way.
Okay.
Because, you know, they need power or whatever.
Right. But I'm saying from like the individual perspective, the consumer perspective, right, would you not have more protection then if the power company, the cable company, were state agencies?
So, in theory, yes, but if they were more state than they already are, that may make them less efficient.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there is an argument that because they are a private company that they are a little more efficient than if they were a state agency, but they can't be that much more efficient.
So it's like if it was a state agency, but one guy actually, like, made commission.
Okay.
So it's a weird, horrible setup, but that does place some incentives in place to, like, not have blackouts all the time for no reason.
Well, the blackouts happen under the private auspices, right? Like, oh no, in California, right? Oh no, we can't get the power in, so we're just going to do these rolling blackouts.
Well, but remember, because they're regulated by the state of California, there's a tremendous amount of control over whatever they're called, PS California or whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
There's a few different ones. Actually, it's not all of California. It's not the same power company. There's different ones that service different areas. There's at least, I think, two or three. But they're all incredibly regulated by the state, and the reason why we actually dug into this in some great detail on Free Talk Live as to, well, why are they having these, you know, what's the reason behind these rolling blackouts? It was because the power company had proposed a increase of like $1 billion to their budget, but the state hadn't approved it yet. They were going through this sort of approval process where the power company makes this proposal and then that has to open up to hear what the public thinks. And so they were taking comments from the public. And, of course, the state regulators are pounding their chest about how bad the power company is. And the power company's saying, well, it's, you know, we're just trying to raise our rates because we need to do all these things.
And the public is going to say, we don't want the rates to be raised,
right,
obviously.
And it costs more money to do all these things, like keep the lines clear and clear the brush from around the lines so it doesn't burn and, you know, and cause major power outages. And because they can't get the money to do those things, then they have to come up with some other way to deal with it. And the rolling power outages or the blackouts were the way they came up with to do that. Now, of course, the counter argument is, well, you know, because they're this massive power company, this monopoly, they don't have to be efficient. So if they had competition, maybe they wouldn't need to raise their budget $1 billion. Maybe they'd only need another, you know, $1 million or, you know, $50 million or whatever. We don't know what a power company that it was actually subject to competition
would
look like.
Yeah, they have no price signals on either end.
So it's just the whole thing is an absolute mess.
Sure. So, but and my question and my perspective is, what is best for the end consumer? What is best for the individual?
Well, obviously, private, a free market.
A private electric company, which doesn't exist as far as I know.
So how do you get there from where you are? Is it?
You would have to deregulate completely.
To petition the state regulators to remove that yoke?
You would have to deregulate completely, and of course the power company is going to fight that.
Of course.
Because they want the regulations, they want to remain the monopoly. Even though it makes their life difficult in a lot of ways, it also makes it easier in that they're not competing with anybody. So you would then have to make it so that anybody could access the polls. So those are controlled by usually the state or, I believe in this case, the power company itself, from what I understand.
That's one of the reasons why they get that monopoly, right? It's because if another company wanted to put it up, you'd have duplicate poles and duplicate lines going everywhere. And you can't take, and you know, from the power company's perspective, right, they laid out that initial investment,
mm-hmm.
right? They dug the holes, they planted the poles, they ran the line.
Well, right, so there are natural barriers to entry. If I wanted to go open an electric company tomorrow and there was no state, I probably wouldn't be able to do it. It does cost money to lay infrastructure,
right.
And there's no good reason why you should just be able to use somebody else's infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's either for free or for a price if they're not willing to rent it to you. But right now, it is illegal to make your own infrastructure.
Yeah. That infrastructure was put up with the blessings of the state, right? Because they're putting it up on the easement or wherever. There's that magical, however long, you know, however many inches or feet it is from the road to your property, where essentially the state could just come along and say, well, now we're going to put in a new whatever here. We're going to add these underground channels, or we're going to put in fiber optics or whatever it is.
But theoretically, even in absent the state, right, because of those prohibitions, those barriers to entry, it's possible that these state-granted monopolies would end up being natural territorial monopolies anyway, because a second electric company doesn't want to run a second set of poles right next to it.
Well, but maybe it wouldn't
be. Unless somebody came up with a better type of infrastructure.
Well, but wait a minute. Maybe it wouldn't be what you're thinking, right? Because we're in the mindset of, well, it's got to be a massive electric company competing with the other electric company. What if it was just a neighborhood electric company? What if they had like a little nuclear reactor that they hooked up and it was enough to power an entire neighborhood and they just ran the lines just to the neighbors? I mean, that wouldn't be that costly to set up. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is the live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, a $3.8 million bike rack. It could only be brought to you by the government.
I think it's an older article, right? Like at least a couple of weeks. I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks old.
Okay.
It's a golden one, so we'll get into that one on the way here. And, you know, because we are talking about the inefficiencies of Monopoly, and we ended up discussing the power company and, you know, how it is that they're basically an arm of the state, even though they're technically a private company. They have a total monopoly, and it's granted by the violence of the state. They have the ability to sell services. Now, of course, the state sets the rates at which they can sell those services, so they're completely controlled. But that doesn't mean that it's a good service for people. It doesn't mean the customers have a good experience. I mean, there's very few people that I know of that sing the praises of the power company.
Yeah, or the cable company, for that matter.
Well, now, at the very least, the cable company has some semblance of competition in the form of satellite television.
Sure.
But that's actually in spite of the, you know, in spite of the regulatory agencies. That was a sort of a workaround that came out because there were no other options.
Well, even now with the phone company, right, the phone company, through their internet service, sometimes offers television.
This is true.
Yeah.
Phone companies have installed fiber optics in certain areas, and that has allowed them to offer their own television services.
Yeah.
So, again, technology has sort of overcome some of these limitations, at least in those areas. But it has yet to overcome the area of power companies, you know, as far as there's only one in most places. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And also, do want to make sure that we say thank you to James Hell, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. James contributes $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here and help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board as well. So if you appreciate the work that we do, then please, you can join the AMP program just like James Hell has done over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we'll start with Wayne in Missouri, listening to KFEQ there in St. Joseph. Go ahead, Wayne. You gotta turn that radio down, though, because I can hear us in the background. And you can tell Wayne's listening. Yes, there he is. All right. Wayne, you're on.
I want to know if this guy that's on the radio has ever been in law enforcement.
Oh, you must be listening to a previous episode of Free Talk Live. You're probably hearing the last, or at least an hour from last night's show. What makes you ask the question? I'm just curious, Wayne.
Because, I'm not on the air, am I?
You are on the air, so please do not curse. Otherwise, we're going to have to hit the dump button, and I'll be very sad.
I just want to know if he's ever been a law enforcement.
You're asking if any of the hosts of the show, have either of you ever been or currently are a law enforcement officer? This is actually an important question that all of our hosts should be asked.
No. I have not, and I have never been.
Well, then he don't know what's going on.
Why? What do you mean?
Why?
Yeah.
Because any law enforcement officer will not take down somebody that...
Somebody that
not.
If you're not driving stuck right now, are you, Wayne? Because the law enforcement might be looking for you.
Hey, no, I'm sitting at home. I'm a Vietnam vet. I was an MP in Vietnam. I know how this stuff works.
I want to know what conversation you were listening to prior to making the call.
So he was listening to us talking about law enforcement. We were, you know, as usual, critical of some of the things that law enforcement does, like, you know, basically advocating that law enforcement should only be, arresting murderers and rapists and things like that. So I guess you're calling to disagree with that, Wayne. Are you saying that that the police should be going after underage drinkers and other people who have not harmed others?
No, that's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you they should enforce the law.
Oh, right. So, like, if the law says that an escaped slave should be brought back to his master so he can be whipped.
Don't get on that subject. The subject is...
That's enforcing the law, sir.
But you would support that.
No. Law enforcement officer will not take down and kick somebody in the head and...
Clearly, you have not seen the videos.
Okay, so should we arrest a bunch of cameras for perjury?
What's that?
Should we arrest a bunch of cameras for perjury then?
Pretty much so.
I don't think he understands what you're saying.
I was a law enforcement officer.
He's so wasted right now, he can barely even speak. Well, at least you're one of the people who's on the side of law enforcement, right? No matter what it is they do, you're in favor of it, right?
No, sir, that's not right.
Give me an example of something where you disagree with what law enforcement is doing.
Well, I was on static guard in Vietnam, Saigon. Uh-huh. Four-star general come up to me. He says, this was after curfew, 11 o'clock at night.
Why were you breaking curfew?
He was an MP.
He was breaking curfew. He had a sidearm on. I saluted him. He says, you stand at attention when you talk to me. I said, no, sir, I don't have to. This man on the side of my arm says MP outranks you. He was a four-star general. And they finally took him away. I told him he was going to have to move off my post. He was interfering with my duties.
Hey, that's still taking the side of law enforcement, then, because you outranked him and you were enforcing the law even on a four-star
general. I never abused him. I just told him like it was.
Okay.
They took him away and smacked his wrist.
That's a nice story, but you still didn't really answer my question about what is it that law enforcement does today that you think is wrong, that you disagree with.
Any officer that goes outside the boundaries should probably be dealt with.
Okay, give me an example.
Wait, probably.
I want to know, what do you mean? Like, when you say outside of the boundaries, give me an example.
Have you ever been a law enforcement agent?
We already covered this.
What about arresting six-year-olds in the classroom?
That's a good question. Yeah, what about that?
No.
No, okay.
So what should happen to the officers that have arrested six-year-olds in the classroom?
That should not be allowed.
You should only be arresting them outside of the classroom, Richie.
But okay. I'm going to tell you
what happened. That's not fair, because that's how Richie asked the question.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you what happened. The media just shows you what you want to see, what they want you to see.
Well, the video showed an officer arresting a six-year-old in a classroom.
That was something that provoked him to do that.
Yeah, he got called to the scene by the administrator at the school, and then he chose to arrest a six-year-old.
That's your story. There's more to the story than what you're...
Oh, right.
Okay, because what could possibly be added to that story that would make that okay in your mind?
Well, this little six-year-old could be not cooperative.
Okay, so that would mean... So that was part of the story, right? Was the six-year-old was out of line. The six-year-old was being a brat.
Hey,
they were doing something...
six-year-old and get up on somebody that needs to be arrested.
What?
Get off the six-year-olds and get up to somebody that needs to be arrested.
Well, the six-year-old was arrested.
Okay, but you were just saying, you were just saying that you believe there could be some circumstances under which the six-year-old would need to be arrested, and I would agree with you. If the six-year-old had just stabbed someone to death, then yeah, I would say go ahead and arrest them. But if the six-year-old was, however, just disturbing the class, maybe, you know...
Having an emotional breakdown.
Jumping out of their chair or whatever it would be that a six-year-old would do to disturb the classroom, I wouldn't think that an arrest would be necessary. Would you, Wayne?
Here's what I want to tell you.
All right. You don't want to have a conversation.
You stand up for what's right.
Do you now?
I think that's what we do on this show on a
nightly
basis.
Stand up for what's right. And if you're wrong, it don't matter. You've done what you thought was right. There's some reason why he took the six-year-old down. There's some reason why I jumped on that four-star general.
Because you had the force of law
behind
you.
Okay, a grown adult man who's a four-star general is not at all whatsoever the same as a child civilian walking around in a civilian setting.
Hey,
what about the caretaker for the autistic guy that got shot with his hands
on? What's going on? Because the media is just telling you what you want to hear.
You think we're getting this from the media,
dude? There's no circumstances that I can think of in which would justify arresting a six-year-old. But first of all, in most jurisdictions, six-year-olds aren't even subject to criminal prosecution.
Okay, I'll get off the six-year-old. An autistic person having a mental breakdown, his caretaker sits down with his hands in the air to talk to the officers to let them know that it's an autistic person having a mental breakdown. The officer shoots the caretaker, who's on the ground sitting with his hands in the air.
That is just propaganda.
See, he just doesn't believe it. See, it's all the media. You're just being manipulated by the media, Richie. Thank you for the call, Wayne. Toll-free number here. Even though a lot of these stories don't even make it to the media, it's just video that gets released online. And it's not like on ABC News or something like that. Media ignores a lot of this stuff because they support the cops.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.